Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Having kids, you think once you maybe get them out of the house, maybe the cost of having children, you've done your bit, right? You're moving on. Well, that may not be the case, Faisal. That
may not be the case. And let me give a bit of background on the guests that we're having here. When you start building information and you're a finance columnist on a company like the Globe and Mail, you just don't do it willy-nilly. The amount of background research surveys that go on with this gentleman, not only on this topic, but other topics, I've seen it all across the place. He's actually getting that information himself. Mm-hmm. He's building up on this, and he's actually putting this together. So this is not like he's just anecdotal information.
Right.
When we talk about dealing with parents, children, adult children, you know, I call them the boomerang. They leave, they come back, all these different things that come up. We've got Rob Carrick, personal finance columnist from the Globe and Mail on the show today. Rob, thank you for joining us.
Glad to do it.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this. You did survey a whole bunch of parents here, or parents were surveyed.
1,000 people. Let's just say a whole bunch. 1,000 parents here.
And a lot of those parents were, not surprisingly, Rob, helping their adult children, and in particular, around housing and housing-related costs. So let's talk a little bit from a high-level summary. What did you discover, first of all, and were there any surprises?
So what I discovered was that 40% of the people, and it's about 1,100 people in the survey, 40% said that they were supporting, in some way, financially, their kids who had already bought a house. We're not talking about the parents who gave their kids money for down payments. That's old news, happened a lot, billions of dollars. But the kids got the house, now what? Well, like I say, 4 in 10 of this 1,100 person group said they are helping. And about 25% said they're giving their kids money to help with the mortgage renewal, buy down the balance so that the mortgage is lower. Others are helping with home renovations. They're helping with the property taxes. They're helping with improvements to the home. Basically, they're like a backstop. Like they see their kids struggling, and they're coming up with cash. It's like, okay, we did the down payment. Now we see more help is needed. And I find this really interesting, because I think it's well understood that a lot of parents want to, and where they can, they will help their kids with down payments. But what are you getting your kid into when they own a home? Well, it's a big spend fest, and they're having to re-up.
Why do you think parents are doing this? Like, what's the reason? And then I'll go back to when I was a first-time home buyer and I had to have some costs. I would never ask my parents, maybe because I was just in fear of asking that I need help.
Yep.
The second part of it is I've always have my father's voice in the back of my headset saying, if you're going to get into this, it's on you. Figure it out yourself. That's kind of changed,
yep.
At least in my life. Why do you think parents are actually helping just maintain the home, keep things going, help with the renewal, stuff like that?
You know, part of it is different parenting, I think. Like, parents are just more involved in everything their kids do. And obviously, this involvement does not end when they leave the house, as you mentioned earlier. But I think another aspect is that parents kind of teamed up with their kids to get into the housing market. And it's like, let's do this together. It worked out so well for us. We've got to get you in there. And I think there may be some sense of responsibility. We got them in. Now we have to help them stay in. And that's part of it, too.
Rob, there was an interesting piece of the research, and just reading from the article, it says 1/3 said that they were making compromises, them being the parents, they were making compromises to afford the financial help. 7.5% said they were going into debt. So maybe that speaks to what you've just said. Maybe it's broader, but if you can speak to that particular point and that impact that it's having on parents.
Well, you know, you have to wonder how much elasticity is there in the retirement finances of Canadian adults in their 50s and 60s and 70s, etc. And it's not infinite. And so we're seeing some parents having to compromise. I mean, someone I spoke to at a personal finance event I was speaking at told me that they're working longer so that they can make the money to help their kids get into the housing market. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about there. I think people are, maybe they're foregoing things. Maybe they're doing one trip a year or no trips a year. Going into debt, I'm guessing it's home equity lines of credit being used here. I think that number probably understates how often HELOCs are being used by parents to help kids. I think that there's this parental feeling like my kids must own a home and it must go well for them. And I mean, like, I think previous generations and, we struggled with our housing costs and we delayed upkeep and we sacrificed things at certain points. And now there's a sense that I don't want my kids to have to do that. And, it's money that can be deployed in any number of ways. And it's being deployed to help kids get into the housing market. And then afterwards as well, I'm wondering how long until we start hearing about parents helping their kids retire. My kid wasn't able to save in an RRSP or a TFSA to any meaningful extent. I'm going to give them X amount to put towards retirement. If your parent's 95 and you see your 60-year-old kid is not doing well, or your 50-year-old kid is not doing well on the retirement front, you know what retirement costs. That to me is going to be the next frontier of parental help to their kids.
I think you've hit on something there, because I can anecdotally with our clients can tell you our clients who are in their early 50s are already setting up and paying for tax-free savings accounts for their children, RSP contributions for their children. So anecdotally, it's happening, at least in our practice. I see that right now. What I find interesting or would like to know more about, and I'd love to hear your opinion on this, is what's the mindset? Can you imagine, Dave, now you've got two daughters, and let's fast forward into 30, 35 years of age, and they don't own a home. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
I feel okay.
Okay. I don't know if everybody agrees with the way you feel. I think they might feel like they're not accomplishing raising their child in a certain way because their child is renting at 35 years of age. They don't have a home. They've got a home that's kind of needs renovations. It doesn't look good. If it doesn't look good on them, meaning the child, it doesn't look good on the parent. And that's possibly why they're feeding some of the money. Rob, what are your thoughts about my thesis on this one?
I think you are definitely onto something. There's just no question about it that it's appearances, but it's also that emotional feeling that I don't want my kids to not do as well as I did. I want them to do better than I did, and I'm gonna help them out financially to make that happen. There's a lot of parents feeling each other out in discussions about what they're doing to help their kids. I've been involved in a few of them. I have two sons, one's 29, one's 26. And, we talk about what are you doing to help your kids? Not just with housing, but affording everyday life and that sort of thing where they need help. And I think it's appearances, but it's also sort of that emotional feeling, like if my kids need a lift and I can afford it, I'm going to do it. And I think in previous generations, a parent would have just looked, and there would have been more distance, and you would have said, oh, they're struggling now. I hope things turn around and I'll give you any support I can, but I'm not going to pay your property taxes or give you, $50,000 to pay down your mortgage balance, so your payments after renewal are much more affordable. I think that didn't happen a lot.
Okay, Rob, thanks very much. We're going to have to shut off. We're running out of time there. This is a topic we're not done talking about by any stretch of the imagination. And we appreciate all of the insights and the work that you do. So thank you for keep up the good work. Thank you for joining us today.
Great chat, guys. I'm glad to do it.
Been joined by Rob Carrick, personal finance columnist at the Globe and Mail. I think when you asked me about that particular point, Faisal, what came to mind is I think my responsibility as a parent is to educate them about how to be good adults, right? And guess what? Being a good adult is understanding total cost of ownership of something like a house. If you're going to get into this, my job would be, okay, let's sit down and I'm going to go through and map out all of the different things you're going to have to be prepared for so they know going in, right? And they don't bite off more than they can chew. I tell you, when I started buying, I remember my first condominium was $52,000. I'm freaking out my God, because I knew it wasn't $52,000. I had to buy furniture and I had all these ongoing costs and maintenance and so on and so forth, right? Because my dad sat me down and said, okay, son, here's what this looks like.
So you had the finance conversation in advance of the purchase.
Right.
I don't think that happens a lot.
I don't think so either. And I think that's the message that maybe people should take away from this. If you can help, help. I mean, I'm not judging anybody for what they do, but the education of your kids along those lines is the most important.
And let's talk about how we can educate you transitioning to and bulletproofing your retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, March 5th. 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You know, your portfolio may be doing well, but can you still mess up your retirement? Well, join us after the break to find out. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.